News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's talk about those awful floods in Valencia. Nearly 100 people losing their lives. We're joined by freelance journalist Melita Cameron-Wood. Melita, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Just bring us up to speed on the latest situation in Valencia.
Yeah, so overnight, the death toll has increased. 92 people have died from the Valencian community, and across Spain, the death toll has reached 95. This is all related to the Dana, which is basically the name that the way we're referring to this storm that has resulted in multiple deaths and mass destruction across the region. Basically, the Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sánchez, and Alberto Núñez Feijóo, the leader of the Partido Popular, will be coming to Valencia today, probably already en route, actually. And they will be visiting the emergency response centre. And then there will also be a meeting around 10:30 where Sánchez will go to the Centre of Operative Integrated Coordination in the Valencian community. And there will be, after that, Sánchez will talk to the press. So we probably will hear another update later on in the day. In terms of rescue operations, according to the president of the Generalitat Valenciana, Carlos Mazón, as long as there are no other surprises, it seems like everybody has been rescued from roofs and rooftops in the area. So there's no more helicopter operations in place at the moment. That said, we have had mass displacement of people, 447 people from the most affected towns are still in shelters. And yesterday there were 70 airlift evacuations and 200 ground rescue operations. And the firemen are still operating, but more in terms of, the cleanup operation now.
Is there a fear that there will be more people emerge as having died from this tragedy? Is that a fear at the moment?
I think it's definitely possible. Several people were trapped in their homes and garages and cars, and I think that is definitely a possibility that the death toll could go up. Also, further rain is expected. At the moment, it's relatively calm. It's a bit cloudy. I looked at the weather forecast this morning. There does seem to be, they're saying 95% chance of precipitation this morning. I haven't seen any yet where I am. But it will, that percentage does go down throughout the day, but tomorrow it will go up again. And the chance of rain over the weekend is also very high. So, I think people are just quite anxious at the moment. Many of the people affected come from small towns, so not in the actual city centre per se. So these are places where families live, elderly people, we've seen the damage in nursing homes that have been flooded in towns like Paiporta, Masanasa. It's just been hugely disruptive, and people's businesses and livelihoods are also threatened.
Okay, well, listen, thank you indeed for joining us this morning. Freelance journalist Melita Cameron-Wood there talking to us from Valencia.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.